Tumor Humor, Guys, Gals, and Cancer. Women, the Produce Department.
I see where Ruthie Garrick went under the knife the other day. She had a tumor on her the size of a grapefruit.
Well, that's bigger than Estelle Mealy's tumor. Estelle's was the size of a large navel orange.
Yeah, but sometimes a large navel orange can be almost as big as a grapefruit.
That's true, especially one of them small Indian River grapefruits. I don't like them. Too sour.
Me either. Listen, girls, this wasn't no small Indian River-sized tumor. The doctor said this thing was almost the size of a cantaloupe. He claimed if he'd left it in any longer, it probably would have wound up as big as a cassava melon.
Earlene Miller had a tumor the size of a cassava melon. Actually, her sister claimed it was approaching honeydew proportions.
Well, I don't know nothing about no tumors, but when my Aunt Ruby died, her liver was the size of a champion watermelon. I got a picture of it somewhere.
Really? You know they say that after you die, your liver keeps right on growing.
Well, I'm thinking Ruby's liver had probably reached its limit. I mean, where do you go from watermelon?
Beach ball?
Kate, a beach ball's not a food.
You want food? I'll give you food. Well, you hear this. 10 years ago, when my sister Myra had her gallbladder out, they found 20 gallstones in it. Each one of them was the size and the shape of a different type of food. A raisin, a pea, a caper, a grape, a radish, an olive, a pearl onion, a melon ball, a hazelnut, a marshmallow, a Brussels sprout, a Bing cherry, a kumquat, a gherkin, a filbert, a small whole boiled potato, a cocktail sausage, a meatball, a lima bean, and a dwarf pumpkin.
They took all that out of your aunt?
They sure did.
Jesus, did she feel any better?
She said she was hungry.
Tumor Humor, Guys, Gals, and Cancer. Men, the Sports Section.
I see where Petey Whalen died the other day. They say he had a tumor on him the size of a beach ball.
No kidding? That one under his arm? Jesus, it must have grown fast.
It sure did. I can remember the day I first saw it. It was small, like a marble. Then, almost overnight, it looked like a golf ball. I couldn't believe it.
That was the day he showed it to me. By the time I saw it, it looked like a slightly enlarged handball, maybe just approaching racquetball size. I spent about an hour with him, and as I was leaving, I glanced at it. The damn thing looked like a tennis ball. I don't mean it had fuzz on it or anything. I just mean it was the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah, that's when he went to the hospital. He said on the way over in the taxi, it went from a baseball to a softball, and then in the waiting room it reached the size of a small regulation volleyball. Finally, when he got into the examining room, the doctors were so alarmed at its growth, they smashed it with a big frying pan, and it temporarily flattened out into an oval shape.
I remember that. For about an hour it resembled a football.
Yeah, then it slowly became round again, but it kept on getting bigger. Suddenly it developed big black spots all over it.
The soccer ball stage.
Yeah, of course by that time the situation was hopeless. Pretty soon the thing was up to the size of a basketball, and before you knew it, it had gone right past medicine ball and was heading for beach ball status. They finally had to move him out of his room and put him in the gymnasium.
Appropriate. How'd he die anyway?
They tried to operate on him, but as soon as they made an incision, all the air rushed out of him. Death by deflation.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we forgot? Lacrosse and polo.